The bitter struggle started when the colonialists refused to heed our grievances. Mzee Jomo Kenyatta then decided to organize a warlike Mau Mau, which was to be prescribed in 1952, and our beloved Mzee Jomo Kenyatta, together with other heroes like Bildad Kaggia, Achieng Oneko, Paulo Ngei, Kung'u Karumba, and others were immediately arrested, tried, and then sentenced to hard labor in Kapenguria Jail. Let's unite Kenyans of all tribes, color, and race. Without unity, we cannot win our war for independence. CM, having scored the first African lawyer in Kenya, left us without enjoying the fruits of Uhuru he had deliberately worked for. As a sad and unforgettable day was July 5th, 1969, on Saturday, when Thomas Joseph Mboya was gunned down in Kenya. His death stunned not only Kenya as a nation, but all the African continent, and for that matter, the whole world. The AG, Mr. Charles Njonjo, and His Excellency President Mzee Jomo Kenyatta were among the people who sent heartfelt message of condolence. Jaramogi Oginga Odinga attended the burial and gave a farewell message. We remember Ronald Lingala, together with Johnson Muthiora, as champions of democracy. We ask for an explanation from whoever may have reason for these men's deaths to give us. Kenyans from coast to west, eastern to Nyanza province, Wakikuyu, Wajaluo, Wakamba, and Baluhia, and Kisii, and all tribes, let's unite behind our beloved leaders. Unity is strength. God bless our leaders. Bless His Excellency Mzee Jomo Kenyatta. Bless Jaramogi Oginga Odinga. Bless Honorable Daniel Arap Moi. God bless our government officials. Let Kenya be the shining example in the heart of Africa for the whole world. Thank you.